Golly, I can't believe how nice your Mecca is and how well it's running. I know it was your father's in the war, and you spent forever restoring it. When we were kids, we used to play in it together and run through the targeting simulator. That was the only thing that worked back at the time, but now the entire thing is working. I wish I could have been more of a help. When we were kids, I promised I would work with you on restoring it, and I did for a few years. I was bit of a tomboy then, before my mom made a proper little lady out of me. I guess I did take to the girly thing pretty well, despite how I was as a kid. Now I'm all about dresses and makeup and dances and the dreamy singers on the radio. But that doesn't mean I'm still not impressed by this Mecca. All of the other boys were jealous of this thing. Did you see them all drooling over this when we parked this at the drive-in for cheeseburgers and malt? But all the girls were jealous of me. The best part for me was when Bobby Joe had to fly up to our cockpit on our anti-gravity skates just to take our order. This Mecca is so much bigger and more powerful than her boyfriend's. When she air skated back to our cockpit with our food, I thought for a moment she was gonna dump it on us before she set the tray in place by your window. That was the best burger I've ever had, too, and the best malt. There's just something about eating them in a giant robot 80 feet off the ground. All of the other mechs were shorter and massed a lot less than yours. The boys still challenged you to a race when the drive-in closed, but we left him in the dust. I thought he was gonna arm his weapons for a second there, but he must have scanned your mecha because that changed his mind real quick. I wouldn't have minded a fight. I know I'd be safe in the cockpit here beside you. I can feel how powerful your mecha is. This thing got your dad safely through the war. Now I feel safer knowing boys like you are allowed to pilot them in case the Cold War turns hot. Goodness forbid that ever happened, of course. Or even worse, if the Martians came. I know most people don't believe they exist, but I heard someone say that scientists could see little explosions on the surface of Mars just a few days ago. That has to mean there's life there, right? Sorry, I don't mean to distract you from our date. Say, we're not too far away from the Overlook, are we? You know, where all of the other guys bring their mechs and their dates to watch the city below and the stars above, among other things. I'll bet Bobby Joe and all kinds of other girls from school are there. I'd just love for them to see me there with you in this thing. Oh, no, I don't mind going at all. I know Daddy told me I was supposed to be home by 10, but I'm young and a little rebellious, and finally being on a date with a boy is really exciting, especially in this Mecca, and with my best friend. You could have asked any girl with you on your first night out with this Mecca. I don't think there's a girl in the entire town of Grover's Mill who would have turned you down. Not even Bobby Joe, and she's been pinned to the same boy for months now and dating him even longer. But instead, you asked me. The girl who grew up next door to you, and that you walked to school with every day since we first started school as little kids. You even carried my books every single day, even though you were so little and they were so big. I guess I felt I had to pay you back, so I always baked cookies and pies and cakes for you. My apple pie was always your favorite, but then again, it has won me the blue ribbon at the county fair 3 years running. Oh, we're at the Overlook now. The other boys are moving their mechas out of the way, leaving you the best spot. I can see all of the other kids looking at us as you pilot us up to the highest point on the Overlook. Well, I can see most of them. There's a few where their cockpits are closed and kind of fogged over. There must be something wrong with their life support systems. I'm sure you could help them with that, but not tonight. I'm not letting you out of my sight until you drop me off at home. Until then, you're all mine. We're at the topmost edge of the Overlook now. Let's open the cockpit up a bit and see the stars and the lights of the city. Oh, look, shooting stars! Those are the biggest ones I've ever seen. Oh, we have the best view out of anywhere. Huh? What do you mean, no, I do? What can you see from over there that I can't from? Oh, you can see me. Oh, now I'm blushing. You probably can't tell with all the makeup I have on. I spent so much time on that and my hair. This blouse and poodle skirt are also new. I bought the blouse, but I made the skirt myself. It's maybe an inch or two shorter than what the pattern called for, but I was feeling a little bit mischievous when I made it. Well, you're the only one that can see me. Your mecha's so big that we're above the level of the other cockpits and the other mechas. Unless one of them uses their hover jets, there's no way for them to see anything that's going on in the cockpit, even with it open like this. We are on a date. You took me out to the malt shop, and we are at the Overlook, even if it was my idea. We have the most romantic view in the world right here. Did you maybe want to make out a little? It's fine if you don't. I realize I'm just your neighbor and your friend, and there's plenty prettier girls around, or more popular ones, or ones with really bad reputations too, who would do far more than make out with you, even without you buying them a nice dinner like you did with me. Especially with the sweet ride you have, you could have asked one of them out instead. So I feel like I owe you some making out. Well, that and I kind of want to kiss you, if I don't sound like a tramp for saying that. I promise to keep my eyes closed the entire time. In fact, I'll close them right now and turn up my pretty little face to you under the stars and in the moonlight. Wow. So that is what kissing is like. That was my first one. Well, the first real boy and girl one. I hope I wasn't too bad. You were great, though. Not that I have anything to compare it to, other than a pillow or the posters of my favorite rock and roll stars. Was I your first too? The only girl that really hung around you before you got this mecha working was me. That's sure gonna change now. Well, at least you can say you got to first base with a girl. It's maybe farther than I should have let you get on a first date, but this is a special occasion. How often does a girl get a ride in a mecha that fought in the war or was rebuilt over the course of a decade? Since it is a special occasion, I guess I could hope you celebrate it even better. Like, second base better? I don't want you to get the wrong idea about me. I really am a nice and modest girl. With this blouse and bra, and I doubt I could feel a thing if you tried to touch my breasts, but you might get a thrill out of it. No, I don't mind at all. I wouldn't offer if I did. We can keep making out as you touch them. We're both 18 years old, but we never kissed anyone until tonight. We've got some catching up to do, so maybe start kissing me again and then let your hands do whatever they want to do. Above my waist, of course. Oh, I like kissing. It's everything I hoped it would be, and you're so good at it. And there's your hands. I guess I can feel them even through this bra, but that's okay. Don't stop now. You're definitely safely in second base now. Just no trying to steal third, okay? I'm not that kind of girl. Just a girl that likes kissing and having her breasts touched. I'm glad the cockpit is so big. Not that I wouldn't mind being nice and cozy with you. It was made for a pilot and a gunner, but it works very well for a boy in his state. Your mecha is bigger than most, so the cockpit's bigger too. I bet we could even lie down in here. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's so scandalous. I didn't mean that we should. It's okay if we kiss and you grope my chest while we're sitting up, but if we were lying down, well, it would almost be as bad as if we were doing, well, you know, it. A home run. Or is that third base? But if that were third base, what would home run be? Sorry, it's hard to concentrate right now. It's getting so warm for this time of night, but I remember now. Going all the way is a home run, and touching below waist is third base. Not anywhere below the waist, though. A special place. You want to touch my special place, don't you? I wasn't even sure you'd want to kiss me. We've been friends for so long, but you invited me out on your first ride with your mecca, and you kissed me. And now you're squeezing my breast, too. If you maybe wanted to touch me in that special place, I guess it would be rude of me not to let you. It's not like Bobby Joe hasn't let all kinds of boys get to third base with her. Half the football team, if the rumors are true. If I just let one boy do that to me, I'd still be a nun in comparison. Keep one hand on my breast, but I'll take the other one and bring it down to the bottom of my skirt. I wouldn't trust any other boy in the entire world with his hand there other than you. I definitely wouldn't slowly part my legs either and let them bring their hand up higher. That's my thigh. It's okay to touch it. Gently, though, like with my breasts. You can follow it up further if you want. Oh, those are my panties. You've officially made third base now, and I'm officially mortified on how far I let you go on our first date. But what if this is our only date, and this is the only chance I have to thank you for such a nice evening? Here, let's move your fingers over my panties. You might be able to feel something under it. It's okay if the panties are in the way. It's not like I'm naked under there or you're touching it directly. I think you can get a pretty idea for what it feels like, though. I can even press your finger against it right here. Oh, have it push my panties into me just a little. Then run it up and down the opening you can feel there. Oh, would you think me a bad girl if I said I was thinking of some very unladylike things right now? Or even worse, thinking of doing very extremely unladylike things. Things that a girl should only do with her husband, like a home run. It's not like you're that far from scoring right now. You're practically stealing home as it is. Theoretically, we might get married someday. We've known each other most of our lives. We're practically childhood sweethearts. It's not like I wouldn't be happy with a man like you for a husband. If we were going to get married someday, or even if it was extremely likely, then it wouldn't be all that wrong to have sex now. That makes sense, right? Okay, good. Then grab my panties and pull them off. Gently, they're my best pair. I bought them just for tonight. Pull them down my legs and past my bobby socks and saddle shoes. Sorry if they're a little wet, but that's all your fault. Put them on the control panel so we don't lose them or anything. It's dark outside. We've just got the moon and the stars, the lights from the city. Oh, and some of those shooting stars. You can probably barely see me as I lie back down for you on the seat here, or as I pull up my poodle skirt for you. I shouldn't look. I know I shouldn't, even though it's so dark. I shouldn't watch you as you undo your belt and unbutton your dungarees. It's so unladylike, but I can't really see much, so what's the harm? Oh, I think I can see it, even in the dark. If I could see it better, I might be scared. Except I don't think it's possible to be frightened when you're with me. You've always made me feel comfortable and protected, even when you're getting between my legs like that. I should be keeping my legs pressed firmly together like a good girl, But with you, I just want to move them further apart. Oh. You're touching it now. Not with your fingers, but with your cock. Pardon my language, please. It's a good thing it's dark in here. You'd see me blushing and trembling a little. I guess I am a little scared and a lot excited. I definitely want to do this, especially if there's a reasonable chance we'll get married someday, then it's all okay. Oh, yes. You're about to slide into home base. Gently. Gently, please, and gently as you control your mecha. I'm far more delicate than this machine, but I want to mean as much to you. Now do it. I'm ready to make love. You're safe at home now. Safely inside of me. I'm officially a bad girl now, but this feels so right. Oh, but you have to seriously consider marrying me in the future to redeem my last virtue. I'm ruined for any other man now. Now that I feel ruined, I feel more complete than I ever have. Oh, but you're barely moving. It's okay. Move faster. I want to make you feel good. If you feel good, then I will too. Oh, so move it. Make love to me, please. Oh, yes. Like that. Always like that. Oh, forever like that. We fit together better than any two parts in your mecha, and I'm far more fun to be inside. As much as you love her, you love what we're doing even more, don't you? Every bit as much as I do. Oh, we have to go steady after this. You know that, right? Nothing really has to change. I'll still bake for you and things like that. We'll just have sex sometimes. Oh, on special occasions, like your birthday or mine or maybe special dates, but. Oh, only ones with cheeseburgers and chocolate malts that we share with two straws. Oh, you're making me feel so good. I think I'm gonna have a. What's the word? Orgasm? I feel worse about knowing the word than I do. That you're gonna give me one. What we're doing can't possibly be wrong. Oh, it feels too perfect. Make me feel even more perfect. Make me have an orgasm, and you can have an orgasm in me. I want you to do it inside me. You'll do the right thing if I get pregnant. I just know you will. We'll get married, and we'll have a nice little house with a white picket fence and a giant crush for your mecca, and extra bedrooms for all of our children, including the one we might be making right now. Filling me with your seed and with pleasure because I can't help but orgasm too. My first boyfriend and lover too, all in the same evening. I guess that's very efficient. Just don't get the idea that I'm easy. Even with all those posters of rock and roll singers I have, you're the only boy I really want to do that with. Wait, did you hear that? Well, I thought it was thunder, but it keeps going on. And flashes of light on the horizon. Here, let me put on the headset here and see what the radio's talking about. I was right. They're saying it's the Martians. Those explosions there a few days ago. Those were ships being fired at us. Those were the shooting stars that we saw earlier. They landed on the other side of town. They're saying. Hold on. They're saying giant tripods came out of their ships and They're using ray guns as they approach the city. The army's on its way, but it'll be a while. They're calling on all mecha pilots in the area to assist. Look, the other kids don't know what to do. They're listening to the radios and asking each other questions, but our city is at stake. Maybe our country or even the entire world. We have to fight back. And you're the one who can lead them. I just know it. You're a leader like your father. Behind your mecha and behind you, the others will follow. They just need an example. And you'll need a gunner and a reason to keep yourself safe when you fight. I can provide both because I'm not going anywhere. Not tonight and not ever again. Oh, I'm really not going to be home by curfew, am I?